from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Halsey is unable to join us, but that's okay. We forge ahead. In honor of him in some ways with the quiz show here, Paul, are you up? What are you up, 2-0?
Yeah, I'm up 2-0.
Is that accurate, Limits?
I thought it was 3-0.
3-0 is actually correct.
All right, explain the rules.
There are 7 questions. The first 6 questions are worth 1 point. The 7th question, the final question, is worth 3 points. We will start off with Paul, as he was the winner once again. So he has earned the right to go first. Paul, your question. The Pirates will play the Phillies this weekend, Yinzerpalooza weekend, for the first of 3 games. Who is the Phillies' all-time home run leader in franchise history?
Oh, my God.
That's a good one by Limits.
I thought the first one was supposed to be an easy one.
That's a toughie.
I have no idea, so I'll say Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt is correct.
He always pulls these off to lead off. He always does this. He says
everyone,
this is in the grand tradition of Mulsey. I have no idea, even though he does have an idea, and he got it right.
Everyone underestimates Paul. Every time we do these quiz shows, that he does not know the answer, but then he does. Here he comes, pulling it out of left field, but he's got it again.
He's the Hines Ward of quiz shows. Nobody thought he could do it. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, Limits, go.
Joe, to you. After the Pirates host Philadelphia, the Buccos will host the St. Louis Cardinals. Who is the all-time home run leader in the history of the Cardinals organization?
That's a trick question, and I resent it. Because there's 2 guys I'm thinking of, and if I get the one guy wrong, then Paul's going to get the other guy right. I'm going to say Stan Musial.
Stan Musial is correct.
Yeah, baby. Here we go, Pauly. Here we go.
And Joe,
we're tied at 1 apiece.
Your second choice would have been?
Mark McGwire.
That is incorrect.
I know, because he didn't play there long enough.
He did not. Stan Musial, 475. Second place, just 6 back, Albert Pujols with 469 home runs.
He was the other one.
That's who I was going to guess.
Holy horse oil. All right, Paul's turn.
Seems like he was there for forever.
Yeah, I think 460 of those were against the Pirates.
Well, yeah, and 455 of them were against Ian Snell.
That's right. All right, Limits, go.
Next question goes to you, Paul. We have a tie score of 1-1. Paul, who was the last Philadelphia Philly to win the World Series MVP?
Oh, boy.
I think I know this. I really do.
Oh, boy.
I think I do.
What was his name? I can see him.
You got to institute a time clock here, Limits.
It's wrong, but I'll say Jimmy Rollins. It was the first.
He did it again. He did it again.
No, Jimmy Rollins is incorrect.
What?
It was the first baseman. I'm trying to think what his name was.
Oh, then it was Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard is incorrect.
Wow.
Your turn, Paul.
I'm trying to think it was on that team.
That's a team that beat the Orioles, right?
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee is incorrect.
Holy horse oil. Roy, what's his name?
Roy Halladay.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Man, I'm trying to think of who was on that team.
And now here's your hint.
Now Paul gets a hint. This is unbelievable.
All right, well, fine. We'll save the hint for you, Joe.
Go ahead. Give us a hint.
Because you keep guessing with no hints. You are in the right ballpark. The player is a pitcher.
Yeah. It's the other guy.
Oh, I know who it is.
They had Lee, and they had...
Lee, Halladay, Halladay.
Halladay, and they had... Hang on, give me one second.
I can't think of the other guy.
Paul, three, two, one.
I forget who they are. They had three big
pitchers. Give us one more. Give me one clue.
Joe, he's a lefty.
Randy Lurch. He was on the 79.
He was not lurching to the mound.
Who?
Cole Hamels.
Cole
was
Hamels.
World Series MVP in 2008.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Is it my question now?
It is your question. No one wins the third
Look at
question.
This guy with a driver off the deck, Paulie Nussbaum. Jeepers. All right, go ahead.
Well, Joe, who was the last Pirate to win the All-Star Game MVP?
Holy corn follicle.
Paul Skeens could have had a chance to do it on Tuesday.
Oh. Now, unless there's been a guy between then and now, and there probably was, probably like 3 years ago or something, Dave Parker for those throws in 78 or 79, right?
There was not. Dave Parker is correct.
That's so easy.
Yeah, baby.
That's so easy. Come on.
I'm up 2-1. Paul's turn.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Paul, to you. You're up 3-0 in the series, so we have to make it a little bit more difficult for you, Paul.
I got you.
Need that kind of help. I'm insulted by that.
No, that's not what I meant by that.
You do need
it. It is what you meant by that.
I don't know what you meant by that. I thought the Phillies question was easy, but the next two are
we'll
hard.
Give Joe a little assist here because he needs it because he's so dumb. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I insulted your feelings, Joe.
You didn't. You hurt them.
Okay. Paul, who has the most steals in Pirates history?
Omar Moreno?
Omar Moreno is third.
Wow.
Holy horse follicles. Boy, I wish I had a clue. Maybe it was... One-eyed Frank McGee back when Ron was covering the team.
Not one-eyed Frank McGee.
No, that's not my guess.
Okay.
That was talking. It was making a lighthearted joke about Ron's age. All right, then I'll say Barry Bonds.
Jason Kenney.
It is not Barry Bonds. Paul, here's your hint.
Then Paul gets a hint. Of course he does.
Of course I do. Give me the hint.
This player played in the early 19th century.
Oh, my God.
Ron Cook.
Hannes Wagner?
Hannes Wagner is second on the list with 639.
All right, then one of those guys, Max Carey.
Max Carey is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Get that.
The carrier pigeon. Ron had the first one-on-one interview with him.
What a rebound from Joe.
Yeah, this is big. What's the score?
Joe, you won this question, you won the Dave Parker question, and you also won the Stan Musial question. It is 3-1, Joe.
What question are we on?
We're on question number 6. There was a draw on question number 3. Nobody received a point.
So if I win this question, I clinch at least a tie. We got to go to overtime.
If you win this one, you win.
What's the last question worth?
The last question is worth 3 points. You currently have 3 points, and Paul has 1 point.
You could tie it. What if there's overtime? Do you have an extra question?
Then I'll have to find an extra question.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
This question is to Joe, correct?
Yeah.
Joe, who has the most Cy Young awards in baseball history?
Cy Young. I'm kidding. Limits.
This is including the AL and the NL.
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens is correct.
Oh, baby, Paul!
Now, can you name me how many Cy Youngs
overtime.
He's won?
There's not time for that limit, so nobody cares.
All right, that'll be the bonus question. Paul Skeens, here's your question. With Paul needing to tie.
Who's first on this one?
This is Paul's chance.
No, it should be the leader going into the last bonus question. I thought that's the way it worked.
Okay, Doug, go ahead.
All right, fine. Joe, you're up 4-1. If you want to slam home the win and go up 7-1 and destroy Paul.
Yeah, I would like that. A resounding win could get me back in the series here. Go
Joe,
ahead.
Paul Skeens is looking to win his first NL Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
Three players have won as many as 4 National League Cy Young Awards in their career. How many of the 3 can you name?
3 National League players have won at least 4 Cy Young Awards?
Yes.
How many can I name? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can name 1.
Paul, can you name 2? Or would you like Joe to prove it?
I want Joe to prove it.
Oh, no.
Joe?
I should have said none.
Prove it.
Oh, boy. If this guy didn't win at least 4, I'm going to be pissed. Greg Maddux.
Oh, boy. Greg Maddux is correct.
Yeah, Paulie.
I thought that was easy. I was hoping you would pick someone else.
It's a 7-1 blowout.
You're still down 3-1. You're like the jackass NCAA tournament guy who's dancing around with his team's. Because if someone dunked and his team's down 20.
Paul's just looking to give you the gentleman's sweep. He gave you 1 game to make you feel good about yourself.
Right?
I'm glad Paul is a good sport about me winning 1. I'm really proud of this. How about now I'm feeling it. How about Bob Gibson as another?
No, Bob Gibson is incorrect.
Paul, for morale purposes, would you like to take a couple of guesses?
National League, how about Steve Carlton?
Steve Carlton is correct.
Is this an older guy now from Ron's era or a modern guy? The
late 80s, all the 90s, and into the 2000s.
John Smoltz?
Not John Smoltz.
Tom Glavine?
No.
Holy horse oil. Paul, you got another guess?
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
He is now a sports photographer.
That doesn't help me. A sports photographer?
Yeah, it's posted all the time that this guy is a very successful major league pitcher, and now he's a very successful sports photographer.
Paul?
I have no idea who that would be.
He's a left-handed pitcher.
Who is it?
Randy Johnson.
Oh, I didn't know he's a photographer now.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm feeling pretty good going into the 1 o'clock hour, I have to tell you. But it's only one win. Paul is right. It was a blowout win, but it was only one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.